I was down to the riverside to enjoy the view, and I came up to the station to wait the train going back to Riga, and there was that train, and that much crack in the door for the air, fresh air, and everybody's face sticking there, taking back last look. You thought when you saw those Latvians in the freight train, I said you were just happy that it's not you there. And like sooner or later the day would have come when Grandpa was taken. He was taken to, invited to the railway office. They were different people who were the Cheka type, not real railway people, but they had more authority than anybody under the sun, asking how is the war going, what people are saying, and Grandpa said something, well, people so, and who said it? Sooner or later, then they would take him too. But I think people would have cried less if they took me and Mom and Wald and me and take to, okay, to Siberia or to somewhere to grow potatoes, fine. But that they separated. You never met your husband. He was taken to Siberia. Mm-hmm. The wives were in a kolkhoz in the farm, somewhere digging potatoes, and the kids in a orphanage. Mm-hmm. And who met whom? Some of them came back, usually the people without teeth, because the malnutrition and all that. Definitely when we left Riga, we thought we will just run a little bit out of the way and the Russians will be pushed back and we will go home. Well, it didn't work. Then when we were in Germany and the war was over, we thought, oh, England is our friend. We sold them the Latvian bacon and lumber, and they will give us our freedom, free Latvia back. It didn't happen. But oh, my mom's generation, lots of people counted that and lived with that dream and hope and all that.